Hey, are you enjoying this super forced and unbearably awkward singles Valentine's Day party? Yeah, I guess it's not so bad. Bless Raven's heart for putting this on, but the cringe is almost too much to bear. I mean, forcing us to make Valentines for ourselves to encourage our self-love? I'm gonna need a lot more wine, okay? But thanks for letting her host the party here, though. Being her roommate means you couldn't skip it, huh? Well, how did your self-love Valentine writing go? Yeah, I saw you give up on it halfway through and sit alone in this corner instead. But surely there must be a lot for you to love about yourself? A sweet woman like you? Oh, sorry. Maybe I've had too much wine already. Oh, you think I should have some more? You like flattery. Well, that's good. You deserve it. Of course you do. Raven's been telling me about you for a while now. You're intelligent, talented, funny, hardworking, gorgeous. That's why I'm here, actually. To meet you, I mean. I think we both know that Raven's real goal for this party was for us to talk. It just took me a while to work up the courage to come talk to you, that is. Has she, told you anything about me? Her oddly charming coworker? Oh, great. Seems like she told you everything. Of course, she must have told you I'm vegan. That's a deal breaker for a lot of people. But, does it bother you? Whew. Well, that's a relief. For some vegans, it's just a way to lose weight or a moral badge of honor or something. But veganism is more than that to me. It's a lifestyle. I had to go vegan unless I wanted to keep hurting animals. If you want, I can take you to the restaurant with the best hummus plate in town. Delicious enough that you'll even want to go vegan yourself. Yeah? You're down for that? Oh, that's great. Just don't get too excited. It's been a long time since I was able to keep someone around. Being vegan isn't my main problem, you see. Most people can get past that. It's actually something else. No. It's not something Raven would have told you. She actually doesn't even know. But, are you sure you want to know? This is the first time we've talked, and you already want me to reveal my big red flag? Fine. But I can't really talk about it here, though. Not with all these people around. No one else can know. Sure, I can tell you upstairs. It'll be more private up there anyway. Oh, is this your bedroom? Yeah, this is fine. I like the Twilight posters on your wall. Are you sure you can keep my secret? I'm serious. Listen, beautiful. You cannot tell anyone about this. I've tried keeping it away from my romantic partners, but It always ends up badly, and I don't want to string you along like I did with them. The red flag always reveals itself within a month or so, and then they leave. And my heart can't take it anymore. I'll tell you now. But only if you swear not to tell anyone. So, I'll ask you again. Can you keep my secret? Okay. Good. All right. Here. Feel my hand. There you go. Do you notice anything? Yeah, it's cold. Pale, too, isn't it? Now, look at my teeth. Uh-huh. So, are you putting it together? I don't blame you if you don't believe me. How about this? This will definitely convince you. I want you to look into the mirror. And just watch what happens when I stand in front of it. Nothing. I'm right in front of the mirror, but not in the reflection. Do you believe me now? Yes. I'm a vampire. Really. I won't hurt you, though. I promise. I'm a vegan, remember? I know, it doesn't make any sense. But let me tell you, after I experienced my first vegan quinoa bowl, I swore I would never return to my selfish, primal, blood-sucking ways. There's no reason for me to go back. I mean, have you tried an Impossible Burger? That is vegan food top tier. And I haven't died from lack of blood yet, so I don't know if I can die, actually. So, that's me. The vegan vampire who gets plenty of dates but can never keep them. If you don't want to go out with me, I get it. Just don't tell anyone, okay? Oh, you like it? I've never gotten that response before. I mean, clearly you're a Twilight fan, but God damn. I've needed that for such a long time. Oh yeah, baby? You've always fantasized about being with a vampire? Want me to give you goosebumps as my freezing hands run all over your body? Or let my fangs graze you, but never actually bite? I'll warn you, though. My skin doesn't sparkle like Edward's. See? No sparkle. Sorry if that's a disappointment. Now, how about you let me see you, sweet girl? If that's okay. Oh, fuck. Hey, come here. Well, it's just, I haven't had sex since before I was turned a decade ago. but I remember how to remove a bra like an expert. There. Oh my God. Your tits are perfect. Oh, please, let me suck on them. I promise I won't bite. Wait. This might kill the mood. And I'm sorry, but... Fuck, you wouldn't happen to be lactating by any chance? Because if you are, I really shouldn't suck on your breasts. Milk is like peak animal byproduct, and I would feel weird about it, so... Okay. Good. Well, in that case... Oh, fuck. Skin is so soft. Your nipples are hard for me already. Could it be because my hands are so cold? Because God, you are so warm, so alive, so responsive. I've never seen such beautiful tits like yours. Your skin is so sweet. I could do this for hours. But you know what? You know what I really want to taste, though? you're being so good for me. Letting the vampire have whatever he wants. Trusting that I won't lose control. Oh, fuck. Oh, your thighs are so juicy, I just want to bite them. But I won't, though. I promise. Just lay back from me. Oh, and just let me enjoy the best meal I've had in a long time. Even better than that hummus I love so much. Sorry. Just had to check that you're not on your period. I earned my red wings a long time ago. I'm fine with eating you out regardless, but... I don't think I'd be able to control myself. You know. The blood? No worries, though. It smells like... your cycle ended 5 days ago. I was right. God, I'm good. Oh, holy shit, baby. You're so wet for me already. This pussy of yours is dripping. The whole vampire thing really does turn you on, doesn't it? Why don't you put your hands in my hair? Oh, yeah, just like that. Will you relax now for me? Mm. Fuck, you taste incredible. There's no way your blood could possibly taste any better than this. This is all I need to survive. Pussy juice is vegan in my book. Yeah? You want me to rub your clit, sweet girl? Slide my tongue inside you, just like. That's right. There you go. Moan for me. You moan so pretty, too. God. I'll never get over your taste. I'll never forget you. But I hope my fangs aren't hurting you. You're shaking for me already. What's that? You want? Oh, fuck. You want to come with me inside you? I want that so bad, baby. Do we need a condom? You're on birth control. Guess we won't be making our own little baby Cullen then. Well then, how about you turn around and bend over your bed for me, sweetheart? Yeah, just like that. I've tasted you. Now I need to feel you. And God, your ass is perfect. No, my dick isn't sparkly either. Though I bet Edward's is. Wow. You are gorgeous. Just look at you. Ready. Open. And oh, so trusting. You're being such a good girl for me. Are you ready? Oh, me too. Come here. Let me feel those hips and that beautiful ass. I'm just gonna line myself up here. Fuck. Oh, God, girl, you're tight. And even wetter than you were a few minutes ago. Oh, you are so warm around me. I've been cold for far too long. That's it. Rub your clit for me, baby. Yeah, Just like that. I want to hold your hips. Keep you in place. That way. I can get a good rhythm. I get nice and deep inside you. Is this how you imagine sex with a vampire to be? No. You want me to bite you? Not a chance. You know how dedicated I am to veganism. Don't even try it. I want to bite you enough as it is. You are so tempting. I hear your blood pumping through your veins. Feel your pulse and the heat of your blood under your skin. But I can't give in. No. I can't turn you. You don't deserve the lonely life of a vampire. But how does it feel? Does it feel okay? Are you cold? Scared? Or... Okay, thank God. Damn. Even when I was a human, humans didn't feel this good. Your body's incredible. Every part of you fits so perfectly into my hands. I want this to last. I need this to last. You're so beautiful, and I mean that. Just look at you. You're the one who's glowing. You're mine right now. Oh, fuck. I can feel you clenching. Just keep rubbing your clit for me. Good girl. Good girl. Come for me. That's it. That's it. Fuck, milk my cock. It'll send me over the edge. Yeah, lean back a little. Towards me. Let me hold you up a bit. My chest to your back. Your tits were made for my hands. Damn it. Baby, no. I can't bite you. Fuck. You need it that bad? Fine. I'll just use my front teeth and not my fangs. Here. Feel my teeth on your neck. You like that? And come for me. Come for me, my little vampire chew-tie. Fuck, there you go, pretty girl. That's it, that's it, that's it. Oh my god. Oh my god, yes. Yes, yes. You're so tight. You're so fucking tight. I'm gonna fill you right up. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's it. That's it. Good girl. Good girl. That's it. That's right. Take it. Take it. That's right. Be my good girl. That's right. Write it out. Write it out. That's it. Oh, you're so beautiful when you're shaking for me like that. Oh, you feel too good, sweetheart. Hey, come here. Let me hold you. You are incredible. Oh. What? You wish I broke the bed like Edward did? Oh, fuck off. He's not real. Now this is the cock of a real vampire. And by the way, how was it? Good enough that you'll let me take you out? Fine, fine. We'll go somewhere that has normal and vegan options. But hey, listen. When we go back downstairs, we're throwing out those stupid self-love Valentines, you hear me? I'm writing you a Valentine. Because I can think of a million things that I love about you right now. You'll write me one too? Oh, how romantic. What are you gonna say? I love your ice cold cock? And you know what? How about you stay right here, sweetheart? All cozy in bed. I'll go downstairs and grab the Valentine making materials. And I'll even grab some glitter. So we can make my dick sparkly like Edward's. I'll be right back. And don't you dare put your clothes back on.